Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Fulton Systems is North America's leader in terms of thermocompressor and steam systems installations. Our references in the paper industry includes over 80 years of support, thousands of operating thermocompressors, and hundreds of paper machine rebuilds. Additionally, we provide dryer section performance audits, steam and condensate system design, and consulting services. Give us a call at 770-447-1400 or visit our website at www.fultonsystems.com.
This column is entitled General Liability and the Cost of Not Caring. It was written by Jim Thompson, and I'm Chuck Swan reading it for Jim. Here's what Jim has to say. Years ago, when I started this column, I decided one important thing to be done was to beat the drum for safety. Well, we have, and we plan to continue doing so. I am writing today, however, about general liability caused by people or caused to people through exposures of various kinds. Some of these are safety matters, some are security matters, others can arise out of employment law. But first, a special note about safety. Employees and others often become confused and think that a safety emphasis is caring or emotionally based. This is not true with corporations, for as I have said before, a corporation is nothing but a pile of legal documents. It has no emotions. So the overarching safety emphasis has its genesis in cost savings, cold, impersonal cost savings. This does not mean, however, that we can or should be impersonal about watching out for the safety of our fellow workers and ourselves. It is an emotional and caring issue at the front lines of any job, and it is right that it be so. My observation over the years, however, is that we notice a liability, whether it be safety, security, or something else, only at the time it is an issue. Then, over time, we forget it. Take, for instance, butane lighters. I remember back in the early 1980s, a couple of welders were making repairs in a vessel, and as one of them knelt, he inadvertently, due to the position of the lighter in his pocket, caused the lighter's lever to be depressed and to discharge butane gas. The next time he struck an arc with his welder, he and his co-worker were killed. There was enough butane in the vessel to cause a flash fire.
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
CBG.
Morning, Tom. Give me some good news today.
Man, I really wish I could. We've got broken bolts in dryer cans, there are stuck studs in the pump housing, and to top it off, now they've broken a drill bit trying to get an alignment pin out. I think it's safe to say that the more we work, the farther we get behind.
So, Tom, are you doing this the old-fashioned way just for fun?
What do you mean?
Broken bolts, studs, drill bits, alignment pins, keys? CBG metal disintegration and stud removal can fix all those problems. CBG takes broken and stuck metal out of everything. Heck, they work on submarines, aircraft carriers, power plants, oil refineries, even a one-of-a-kind Ferrari engine, and have removed hundreds of dryer can bolts all over the U.S. I saw on CBGmaintenance.com they took out a 9/64-inch drill bit and removed 2.5-inch studs at a power plant.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. Can you give me that website address again?
It's CBGmaintenance.com. Bookmark the site and give them a call today. CBGmaintenance.com.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of this week's column.
This incident did not happen at my mill, but I remember that at the time we made a big deal of it. We banned butane lighters, brought the incident up in safety meetings, and generally gave it wide publicity. I suspect other mills did the same. But what has happened since then? Other than adding butane lighters to a long list of rules, has anyone discussed why butane lighters are dangerous in the last 20 years? How many serious issues like this are lost in the fine print in your mill? What other liabilities have you experienced, either locally, in your company, industry-wide, or in related industries that were a big deal at the time and then dropped? Do you offer refreshers on these subjects? I suggest that you dig up all the old liability incidents you can find and review them in your safety meetings. Make a contest of it. Ask people to recall old incidents and the training that they invoked. Resolve to be prepared to be up to date on the old stuff with it fresh in your mind. You just might save your corporation a little money, too. I don't think I need to say much else about safety this week but this. Think safety all the time. Be safe, and we will talk next week. NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2017, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.